Consumer durables are used for relatively longer period of time after purchase. Now, the interactions with the customer is usually limited to the time of purchase or for after sales service. It is because of such low levels of interactions that the possibility of the customer defecting to another firm is very high, especially if the customer is facing problems in using the product. The customer should not face any problem while using your product. As simple as that. It has to be bang on, spot on, cannot change, cannot go wrong at any cost. And if it does, give them a free replacement. No questions asked whatsoever. Therefore, firms in the consumer durable industry are also looking towards building a long-term and personalized relationships with their customers. Loyalty is built up mostly through interactions and not through promotions alone. Both customers and dealers are equally important in the quest for gaining market share. The idea is to enhance and build personal relationships with customers and dealers with benefits that might be tangible or emotional. Many CRM initiatives in the customer durable segment target both customers and the dealers. There are various customer clubs started by consumer durable firms like the Signet Club by Titan and the Sony Club by Sony. A customer automatically becomes a part of the club when he or she makes a purchase. The firm can then maintain regular contact with the customer through mails, newsletters, and other media, informing the customer of new offers, upgrades, discounts, and other offers specially targeted towards them. That is exactly what I was talking about earlier, which is building a community of your closely knit customers, giving them offers which you will not give other people otherwise, right? Other people are who? Not your regular customers, not your actual clients. Automobiles. In the automobile sector, firms have implemented many innovative CRM programs. The purchase of a car is a major decision for a customer because of the investments that a car requires. It is more of a family decision. It's more of putting a lot of your hard-earned money into that one vehicle, one car that you desire and you have been wanting to buy the dream car, right? The major players in the automobile sector aim to build long-term relationships with the customer over the lifetime of the automobile and encourage the customer to buy another from them again while replacing the first automobile. That's what they're trying to do. Trying to encourage the customer to buy one more from them while replacing the first one. Therefore, it is important that the firm signals to the customers that importance that their relationship has with them. So the firm has to understand that they have to make them come back to them if they want to consider buying a new one or replace their old one for that matter. The responsibility of the automobile firm just begins after the customer has purchased the car. A car will need regular servicing and parts need to be replaced with wear and tear or if they're broken down. Many automobile majors set up their own service centers or authorize third-party service stations for the same very reason. Because as an automobile firm, it's my responsibility to make sure that you do not go anywhere with whatever issues you are facing. Complaint acknowledgement is another important aspect wherein the faster the customer gets their complaints attended to, the greater will be the satisfaction achieved. Yes or yes? Yes? All right, let's move ahead. Automobile firms keep in touch with their customers through newsletters and other forms of communications. Today, one of the most beautiful forms of communication has become WhatsApp businesses by all sorts of companies, even Lenskart, to Zepto, to Geomart, and to automobile firms as well. Firms also organize customer carnivals at regular intervals so that these customers feel they are valued, these customers feel that they are getting celebrated. And what is the idea of these carnivals? To educate the customer about firm's newer products and also give them a first-hand feel of the products via a test ride. Because you already are a customer, please come and join in for a new test ride for a new product. Telling them that now's the time to upgrade as well by naming it a carnival. You get it? You get it. I'm sure you do. Characteristics of business markets. Business markets differ in many ways from consumer markets. The B2B market characteristics can best be observed when comparing them to those of the B2C market. The main difference between B2B and B2C market characteristics can be found in the market structure and demand, the nature of buying unit and the types of decision and the decision process involved. While B2C and B2B, we had a very long comparison. We had a very detailed out comparison. Go back to that, revise that, and come back here. B2B market characteristics, B2C market characteristics. Let's quickly revise it for you, right? All right. Market structure and demand. B2B contains fewer but larger buyers, contains more but smaller buyers. Derived demand from final consumer demand. Direct demand is what B2C does. B2B is more inelastic demand, not affected as much by the price changing. B2C is more elastic demand, affected more by the price changing. B2B is more fluctuating demand, bullwhip effect, and B2C is more stable demand. Nature of the buying unit involves more buyers, greater DMU. B2C is single buyers or smaller DMU. More professional purchasing effort, simpler purchasing efforts. Types of decisions and decision process, more complex business decisions, simpler buying decisions, more formalized buying process, more informal buying process, focus on long-term relationships, focus on short-term relationships. B2B and B2C market characteristics have their own advantages, pros and cons, depending on which business are you in, which industry do you belong to, B2B or B2C. You can do both as well, but these are the characteristics that you need to keep in mind when you're doing the two. I wanted to take a quick glance at this and quickly have a sip from your water bottles because I'm sure I want you to be hydrated as well and you might be thirsty too. So quickly take a glance at this for about next 20 seconds and 30 seconds. Go through it and we'll move forward. All right. Market structure and demand, B2B market characteristics, understanding it in much more depth. One of the B2B market characteristics certainly is that it deals with far fewer, much larger buyers than B2C market does. Even in larger B2B markets, few buyers usually account for most of the purchasing. There are simply less companies acting as purchasers on the B2B market than consumers on the B2C market. However, the amount that they purchase, it's much, much, much larger. B2B, much larger ticket sizes. B2C, smaller ticket sizes. B2C, higher volume. B2C, highest volume, but the number of orders are lesser, but the purchase amounts are higher and larger. In addition, another aspect of the B2B market characteristics is that business demand is derived demand. In fact, demand on the B2B market is derived from the demand for consumer goods on the B2C market. I'm sure it was more like a tongue twister for you, demand, demand, demand. But let's read it again, right, for you. Demand on the B2B market is derived from the demand for consumer goods on the B2C market. If consumer demand for computers goes down, so will the demand for microprocessors at the beginning of the chain of making a computer. Therefore, demand for microprocessors comes from the demand for final consumer goods. I hope you understood this complex demand example. It's very easy if you see with the example of a computer and a microprocessor. B2C market characteristics also include a more inelastic demand. This means that demand is not affected that much by short-term price changing. The total demand for many business products is in fact not dramatically affected by price changing. Why? Let's look at an example. If the price for leather goes down, a shoe manufacturer will not buy much more leather than he usually does because his demand is based on consumer demand. If the price for leather goes up, will he buy less? Probably not. Since he still needs the leather to produce shoes to satisfy consumer demand. If the price for the leather goes up, will he buy less? Probably not, because he still needs the leather to produce shoes to satisfy what? Consumer demand, right? So the consumer demand is going to affect short-term pricing and their changes. Another one of the B2B market characteristics is that demand fluctuates more and more quickly, while in the B2C markets, it is more stable. The reason is called the bullwhip effect, right? In B2B market characteristics, demand fluctuates more and more quickly, while in B2C markets, it is more stable. It is the bullwhip effect. If the consumer demands increase by only 10%, the retailer may think it would be wise to order 20% more to have enough stock for the rising demand in future. The wholesaler supplying the retailer is likely to order much more than the 20% increase, let it be 40%. So it continues up to the beginning of the whole chain. Therefore, a 10% rise in consumer demand can cause as much as a 200% rise in business demand. Striking numbers, right? As a result, demand on B2B demand fluctuates much more than demand on the B2C market. So B2C demand fluctuates much more than the B2C market. Nature of the buying unit, B2B market characteristics. B2B market characteristics involve that the buying unit involves more buyers. Thus, the DMU, the decision-making unit, is larger. In essence, this means that more people will decide about each purchase. The more complex the purchase, the more likely it is that the more people will be involved in the decision-making process. For instance, a new airplane purchased by an airline is not a decision made by one person. It's a bigger decision, bigger product, larger investment, more people will be involved. On the B2C market, usually the DMU is much, much smaller. It may be just one person buying groceries or the family deciding together. Types of decisions and the decision process in B2B market characteristics. The next aspect for B2B market characteristics is that business buyers usually face far more complex buying decisions than do buyers on the B2C market. B2B people face more complex buying decisions versus the B2C market. Why? Because business purchases often involve much larger sums of money, more complex technical and economic considerations, and interactions among much more people at many different levels of the organization. A consequence of this factor of the B2B market characteristics is that the decision-making process may take far longer for versus a B2C buyer. B2C buyer can just quickly purchase, let's say, a bottle or a phone or AirPods, whatever. Whereas B2B, you have to purchase a big volume of doors. So you will weigh your options, compare quotes, ask every level of the organization, and the decision-making process is much longer. Furthermore, the buying process of the B2B market is usually more formalized than the consumer buying process. B2B market characteristics just involve more detailed product specification, written purchase order, as well as careful supplier selection and formal approvals. Also, think of contracts, warranties, and so on and so forth. Finally, one of the biggest B2B market characteristics is that there is a strong focus on building and maintaining long-term relationships. The reason for this is that the buyers and sellers are often rather dependent on each other for the business to further grow and become more profitable and keep getting bigger. So the dependency is much more stronger between buyers and sellers. Together, they need to define problems, find solutions, and support each other at all times and all steps. Also, offerings often need to be customized. For B2B specifically, most companies cannot just rely on spot suppliers who might just be available when needed. You need customization according to your product, your demand, your customer, your suppliers. For example, an airline will be likely to stick to one aeroplane manufacturer and build a long-term relationship with that supplier. This is profitable for both the sides, whereas switching suppliers might be very costly for the B2B company itself. Importance of CRM in B2B markets. According to statistics, today 97% of B2B organizations are using CRM tools. 97%. Marketing experts say that B2B businesses will only continue to invest in CRM-based systems. B2B marketers adopt CRM for different reasons. First and foremost, a powerful CRM can simplify your contact management, may it be leads, prospects, opportunities, or closed sales. Simplifying your contact management is what CRM can do for you. Good CRM is also capable of creating single view of the customer, prioritizing activities, and receiving reminders for calls, emails, meetings, or follow-ups, which helps to store information in an easily retrievable database rather than having them stored differently, randomly. So one page is going to give you the health of your business, of your current cycle of business. How beautiful is that? One single page. By a CRM. That's it. Organizing your data is one of the biggest reasons why B2B organizations go and buy and select a CRM. One of the primary goals of most B2B marketers is to generate qualified leads, which is almost impossible without having quality data on your prospects and your customers. Professional CRM makes it easier to keep track of all the data you have and ensure regularly check and updating information when needed. So you need to keep updating your data. CRMs help you keep a track of the data, avoid duplication of data and update the data if the person has moved out of the company or the email changed or the phone changed or the mobile number changed or the point of contact changed. Unilever uses CRM to gather real-time customer insights across all channels and to front one-off customer data collection campaigns. Unilever is one of the biggest brands to understand the importance of having a customer's information in one place and being able to act on that information. Because just information is not enough. Being able to act on it is the real deal. Unilever found a solution which was implemented by a marketing technology company called Alchemetrics. Alchemetrics completed the project of integrating customers' information into a single platform called Traction. This platform has helped Unilever conduct multi-channel campaigns and take advantage of customers' touchpoints and understand what are they doing at each touchpoint and what and how can we help and get them to buy our products or understand their feedback or so on and so forth. Wherein British Airways uses CRM to automate a number of ongoing campaigns and distributor communications. For an airline that flies over 45 million people to over 200 destinations, one of the most important parts of operations in customer service and in fiercely competitive airline industry, great customer service could be a brand differentiator. That's what airlines need, the best customer service. They were also able to free up resources as in the team of analysts were reduced from 8 to 3 to do more sophisticated reports about customers. The volume of requests from marketing went up by 1.3%. Marketing costs were slashed as the company increased their email campaigns and reduced mail campaigns. This helped the company move in a new direction with a modern strategy and recorded an increased revenue growth for them as well. Volvo Constructions, on the other hand, integrated cross-channel marketing strategies to boost sales using CRM tools. To boost sales, you must be able to interact with the customers on various channels and keep track of your interactions. The best way to do this is through a CRM. Volvo uses social media and search engines to drive traffic to their website. And when these visitors get to their website, Volvo CE tries to convert them to leads by encouraging them to sign up for their monthly newsletter. The single most easy thing to get a customer's name and email. So let them to sign your newsletter or give them a free offer when they sign up. For those interested, they can also sign up for used equipment newsletters, which runs bi-monthly. They were able to capture a lead for about $2,000, which was 30% reduction in cost per lead. When these leads are generated, they have their data placed in the Microsoft Dynamics CRM. This was pretty easy to execute as their email service provider, ESP, ExactTarget, is integrated with their CRM and their website. With this, the leads are sent emails that relate to the product that they are interested in. This means that emails are personalized to each user's specific needs. They can detect their needs based on the pages they visit on their website, the product they buy, and other important information they get via the user's activity on the website. How brilliant is this? And all this information is getting stored in the CRM, which is going to help you take more and faster decisions, just like how fast I spoke, right? Exactly. By personalized emails, Volvo CE raised their email open rates from 15% to 20% in 18 months. With these cross-channel campaigns combined with the CRM software that makes important users' information available, Volvo CE made $100 million in annual sales due to just digital marketing. Cisco uses CRM to increase team productivity and identifying new sales opportunities. Cisco wanted to improve the productivity of its advanced technology specialists. They wanted a solution that would allow real-time mission-critical collaboration and response across enterprises, across their enterprise. Since it's all about solving complex customer inquiries, product sales specialists could only spend 30% of their time on strategic activities like sales engagement and execution. As a result, the company introduced the WebEx program to simplify the process. This program was used to restore, resolve complex issues by customers and was able to also contact the rapid response team that is trained to answer tactical questions. After these implementations, salespeople were able to spend 20% more time on productive and strategic tasks. They also increased their external interactions by 40% while decreasing the average amount of working hours by 10%. Added to these, users were more satisfied with their service, giving an average score of 4.88 on a 5-point scale. All these are achieved while cutting travel-related expenses by 40 to 60% over the course of just 3 quarters. Beautiful, isn't it? Power of CRM. Key account management, KAM, is the process of planning and managing a mutually beneficial partnership between an organization and its most important customers. Key accounts are significant to an organization's sustainable long-term growth and require sustainable investment of both time, resources, and energy. Salespeople must develop a clear strategy and program structure to serve and grow these strategic accounts. Understanding how to plan management strategies for important accounts means you need to identify who these customers are. A key account is simply one of your company's most valuable clients, in simple terms. A few factors can help you determine which accounts should be considered your most valuable. To start with, any client that generates a large percentage of revenue will be a huge player in your business's overall success. Key accounts are also those who continuously refer new prospects or help give credibility to your organization through strong reviews and feedback. Start by analyzing a list of your current customers. Value is subjective to your organization, so make sure to tailor this to your company's mission at the end of the day. Examining the number of recurring sales, lifetime value, level of influence, and shared goals can help you differentiate between your clients. Who is the most important customer for you and who is the least important for you as well? CAM is the process of creating long-lasting relationships with high-value clients. This means prioritizing the future rather than merely looking at short-term gains. Broader goals like collaboration and strong support efforts are required to successfully nurture these accounts. Key account planning can be as simple as this diagram. Number one, account overview, then identifying the objectives, finding the solutions, deciding a course and an action plan, having change management after whatever you implemented, whatever did not go through, changing those things. Six is implementation, and finally, reviewing is as simple as managing your key accounts in any business that you do. It's as simple as just these seven steps. I want you to look at this diagram, go through the diagram for the next 30 seconds, and then we'll continue. Observe all the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, to reach the final goal. All right, moving forward, formulating a successful key account management strategy. Once you've determined that the key account management is a good fit for your company, you will need a plan for implementation. Starting off, sales staff needs to be aware of the different tactics they will use. Instead of focusing on specific opportunities like landing a one-time deal, employees will work to strengthen ties and align with the goals of long-term customers. 61% of companies believe training in strategic account management can enable them to enjoy greater revenue, profit, and customer satisfaction over the period of time. By taking the time to understand and teach best practices for account management, your businesses will be able to enjoy the rewards because of these strategies. So focus on training your people in strategic account management. It's going to increase revenue, profit, and customer satisfaction. Make personal connections with high-value clients. Strategic account management requires in-depth knowledge of your customers and their business operations, their industry, their market. Familiarize yourself with their industry, business structure, financial plans, everything. What are their goals? How can you be a part of their goals? Long-term, short-term, both. These insights make it possible for your sales team to customize product pitches and add-ons, providing added value to your priority customers. Within a few years of implementing a key account management strategy, customer satisfaction can be increased by more than 20%, while simultaneously resulting in revenue generation and profit growth of more than 15%. Making personal connections as early as possible with these clients will help ensure a successful implementation for maximum ROI or return on investment. Creating customer-specific product plans and benefits. Long-term client wants to feel like your services are actively making a difference in their organization. So the more customized your offerings are, the better it is for them. Make sure your offers continue to encourage upsells or repeat sales based on the needs of each account in your company. By tailoring a service to meet specific needs, the relationship can be elevated from buyer and seller to different business partners. Assign dedicated managers to key accounts. For successful management, leaders need to be separate from the sales department. This individual will serve as the liaison between client and the company. These are client servicing people, client servicing leaders. They will be the ones to delegate tasks among departments, among different team members, and handle all client interactions. This person used to be has to be a smart individual who can tackle all difficult situations at any given point of time. Managers should be well versed in each key account company's mission and able to communicate how your organization's current services and products will directly assist in fulfilling the client's needs. The reason for separating account management and sales is to increase overall productivity and strengthening the key relationships between the client and you. Sales focus on short-term deals that push leads through the pipeline as well as increase immediate revenue. It is very important to separate key salespeople and key account managers. By allocating team leads to oversee these accounts, a company encourages lasting relationships to generate higher revenue across several years. Encourage smooth transition between departments. Since building trust is the main component in key account management, handoff from sales is the most crucial thing. Because if A is the one who sold product to you and if the B is handling it, there should be a very nice formal process between your department's internal processes to keep directions clear as to what this guy has sold, what the company's mission is. You got to have the exact same thing being the key account manager. These accounts should be strategically organized within your team, within your system to avoid any slip-ups, any loss of information whatsoever. Customer value management in business market. At its core, customer value management is an approach to managing all aspects of the value journey that a customer takes. The CVM journey consists of three distinctive collaborative stages: value discovery, value delivery, value realization. What is and why is customer value management important? Businesses today are facing a lot of challenges from global competition, mergers, acquisitions, technology, transformations across digital and cybersecurity threats. The need for cost-effective B2B solutions to deal with these challenges has never been greater than today. As a result, horizontal and vertical competitive B2B solutions continuously enter the marketplace at an astonishing pace, leaving buyers with tough decisions. Why buy? Why now? Why from a specific provider? You need to answer these questions. However, in a seemingly paradoxical convergence of interests, buyer and seller expectations are precisely the same when it comes to justifying investments in these B2B solutions. Both parties recognize that their key to success is an effective business case to justify investments and the ability to measure and showcase business value after the solution is implemented. Typical enterprises have a long list of potential projects to fund, so buyers and sellers need a credible way to rack and stack investment priorities. After all, it's not just a question of convincing decision makers that your problem is worth solving. It's a question of hurdling other projects in the queue and moving up the funding priority list. In fact, the industry analyst research report suggests that 90% of buyers require quantifiable evidence of businesses benefiting before investing. Right? On the seller side, CSOs and CMOs understand that quantifying and selling the business value of their solution is critical to their success. After all, if only 10 to 15% of deals have a compelling business case, how much money is being left on the table? A lot. How are companies leveraging CVM today? Many companies today are leveraging CVM is an analog offline, relying heavily on error-prone spreadsheets and limited ability to have a repeatable, scalable process for delivering value to their buyers and customers. This analog method is labor intensive, expensive, and results in slow turnaround time and low output. As a result, only the most strategic or low at-risk deals are supported by value analysis. In customer success organizations, there is a blind spot for success because there is no seamless handoff from the sales team to the implementation team for why the customer bought and what outcomes are they expected to achieve. Because if you don't understand this bit, the handoff is not good, you are going to make a mistake and the customer is going to eventually leave you. This impacts the ability to measure and quantify the value achieved by the customer that is necessary to continually justify the investment, especially in software as a service scenarios. Companies that have transformed their value management processes have learned that they need a scalable SaaS-based solution to serve as a system of record for their prospects and customers. Those that are leveraging the value across their customer journey realize that improvements across the funnel from marketing to sales and to customer success. What does best in class look like with value management? Value management scorecard. Marketing, sales, customer success, partners. Four important things that you need to focus upon. That is it. This is what best in class looks like with value management. Just go through this entire thing for the next 30 seconds. And these are the figures that you need to achieve. Everything is improving, increasing by a great percentage or a great deal over here, right? From all four important aspects in your business. All right. With that, we conclude the fifth chapter, and I'm sure it was a long and interesting one for you. So go back, go through the entire notes, go through the lecture, and before you jump on to the next one, don't forget to take a walk around, take a deep breath around, and you all know what to do. Whenever you can, whoever you meet, wherever you go, don't forget to smile and spread a smile. Thank you so much.